Okay, so we're going to do Daf Kuf Chavov, continuing Siman Shin Tazayin, Halachos of Seder. We'll just mention a few points today. It's very worthwhile to know that the Issa Deraisa of Seder is only by things that are normal to catch. An example here in Shulchan Aruch is like a deer. Things that are abnormal to catch, like flies, are only Derabanan. So one of the most common things that people are catching on Shabbos are pests, insects that bother them, like flies. They might put a cup on them. That's only an Issa Derabanan. Now, you're not allowed to do it. It's an asa derabanan, but just to keep in mind what's deres, what's derabanan, will be helpful as we move forward in this simen. So I just wanted to point that right over here, that Sif Gimel points out that flies are only derabanan. We'll talk more about that in 1 minute. There is a whole discussion about bees. Bees is a big discussion if it's deres or derabanan, because bees, as you all know, is something that's harvested for their honey. So people actually catch bees. It's something that people try to collect them, we'll call it like that, in the beehive in order to make honey. So it's a question of whether it's deraisa or not. Is that considered something that is normal to trap? However, the main reason why people are catching bees is so they don't get bit by it. And tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn that that's mutter. If you're catching a bee not to get bit from it, that's mutter. So that's going to be in tomorrow's daf. The main point, I think, halacha lemaisa, is that you shouldn't put out any traps on Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of Sifkat Yirches. Don't put any mouse traps out on Shabbos, because even though it's Durabanan, even though it's only Asa Durabanan, it's still Asa to put out that trap on Shabbos. Same thing would be true about putting out a fly trap on Shabbos. Also, Asa Durabanan. A bee trap, like we mentioned before, if you're trying to catch a bee, so you don't get bit, so then it really would be mutter. That's what it says in Siv Zayin. It's even better if you catch it with a cup. That's a lot worse than if it flies in on its own. So if you're allowed to turn a cup over a bee, so it shouldn't bite you. So Kal Vachomer, it's even better if you put up one of those traps and the bee flies in on its own. Also, those traps that people put on where the bee flies in on its own, so it wouldn't sting you. Again, there's only a heter, so it won't sting you. So those traps also usually have a hole, and theoretically it could come out. It's very rare, but it theoretically could come out on its own if it knew how. Okay, anyway, so continuing forward here in Siman Shin Tazayin, there is a distinction between if the animal is live and healthy versus weak and hurting. It's only Durabon, even by an animal that would be Duraisa, like a deer, if it's weak and hurting and you catch it, it's only also Durabon. The Mishnah Berurah brings an example here. I think it's from the Chayodim, that you might find a rabbit on the street. Apparently that was common in Europe. You might find the rabbit. It sounds like it was similar to like a squirrel in New York or a cat in Israel, where like they're walking around. So apparently sometimes you might find the rabbit. He reminds you that the rabbits are muksa. So anyways, you can't pick it up. But he points out it would be asa derabanan to even catch an animal that's weak, that can't run away. So a fly, if a fly is flying away, and you catch it, so that's asa derabanan, because you caught it, and it could have flown away, and you caught it, that's asa derabanan, not deraisa, because people don't catch flies. If it's like a fly that's hurting and flipping over, so you might have thought it's mutter, you're not doing anything wrong, but we see here that no, it's still asa derabanan, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Tes. It's true there are two derabanans together, but okay, there's no heter just because there are two derabanans, so that would be asr. A very important discussion, Hilchos Shabbos, comes in tangentially over here. It's a really important discussion, actually, in all of Halacha, not just Hilchos Shabbos. But there's a discussion in the Rishonim about closing a box, and you're going to end up catching a fly in that box. So you don't know 100% sure if there's a fly or not. So it's a suffix, you don't know. But if you close the box on a fly, you definitely caught the fly in the box. Now, the Ramah does say that if the box is big enough, that if you would open the box, it would fly out. You wouldn't be able to catch it. Anyways, it's mutter because you didn't catch it. So for now, let's not focus so much on the fact of it, whether you really caught it or not. Let's just assume that it's a suffix because you don't know if there's a fly. And if there was a fly, you for sure caught it in the box. That's called a suffix psik resha. Very important. Suffix psik resha. Psik resha is when something for sure takes place. Dover shenem is kavan is when you didn't have kavana, and it might have happened, might not have happened. Suffix psik resha is, you don't know if you did it, but if you did it, it for sure happened. It's sort of like a davar she'ena miskaven, because it's not automatically true, but it's sort of like a psik resha, because it for sure happened if it took place. So it's a big discussion about this. The Mishnah Berurah comes out in Sifkatan Tazayin that a Safek Psik Resha is Mutar and a Derabanan. In the Be'er Halacha, it's Mashma, he'd even be Mekel for Deraisas, but the Mishnah Berurah, that's a Psak, he's only Mekel for Derabanan. So this comes out as Safek Psik Resha is Mutar for Derabanan. An example of a Safek Psik Resha might be if a person doesn't know he's in someone's house, doesn't know if the person who is borrowing the house from, or the rental unit, whatever it is, doesn't know if the person remembered to set the Shabbos setting, let's say, on the fridge. So he wants to open the fridge, and he's not sure if the light's going to go on. So if the light was not set, meaning he didn't do it on a Shabbos setting, for sure when he opens the fridge, the light will go on. But he doesn't know, so it's a suffix, psik resha. So if it's a derabanan, then it'll be mutter. So one is a derabanan, one is a deraisa, is actually a very big machlekes. If you're machmar on all electricity, like people like the Chazon Ish, then you'll have to be machmer on this as well. That's the big minig by many people. Other people are split between the types of lights. So the new types of lights that they use in fridges and all appliances nowadays are only the Rabbanan lights, like LED lights and things like that. Those are not considered as if you made a Issa Deraisa turn on those lights. But again, it's all assuming that you don't hold like the Chazon Ish. Now if you add to that, if the whole thing takes place with a grama, if you open up the fridge directly, you used your hands, but let's say it's a grumma. You're not actually doing it. It's happening somehow indirectly. So if you have a suffix secretion, a grumma all in one shot, that already you could be mekel. Like I mentioned, the Be'er Halacha really says by every suffix secretion in the rice, you could be mekel. So even if you're machr for the Chazon Ish and all the electricity is the rice, so technically, according to the Be'er Halacha, you could be mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah said we're only mekel for the Rabbanan, so if you're going to be machmer for the Chazon Ish, you should not open the fridge with the Safek Psik Resha. You could open it if there are other reasons to assume that maybe the Shabbos thing was set properly, but you're still not 100% sure, then you can rely already on the Be'er Halacha and all the other Shittas, not like the Chazon Ish. But if it's a grum, it's indirect, for example, in an elevator, it's a Safek Psik Resha. It might turn into a situation where your weight is going to cause the elevator to work more, is going to cause more electricity to the motor to go. It's hard to know. It's very hard to know. But if it's a grama, it's indirect. You're not doing anything. It's a grama, then it's mutter. The same would go for like being riding on a bus. I don't know if the motor of the bus is going to work harder or not from your weight. So the case of the bus is not so common. It's a zilzal. Zilzal anyways, no one's going on a bus on Shabbos. Also, how could you pay? But, you know, it's obviously in cases of emergencies, whatever it is, just to know the concept that Safek Psik Resha and Grama is Mutter. Shabbos elevator is a whole discussion, even though technically it's Mutter in most cases, like we just mentioned, but people won't go on it because it's Zilzal Shabbos. But for an older person, then you should know that it's Mutter according to the technical law of Safek Psik Resha with a Grama. But where it's most relevant is by sensors. Nowadays, we're fancy electronic appliances and machinery all over the place. You have all kinds of sensors with thermostats and other light type of sensors. You should know a lot of times you might walk into a room, video cameras, all kinds of things. There's a suffix secretion. You don't know if you're causing anything to get triggered or not. But for sure, it's all happening with a grama. So therefore, with a suffix secretion and a grama, it's going to be mutter. Just getting back to the flies in the box, it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch over here. If it's a very small box and you see there's a fly, you should not close it on the fly. But if you're not sure if there's a fly, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mekel. Most cases, almost every single case, if you're closing the object, you're not going to be able to catch the fly. It's going to be almost impossible. It has to be pretty small, like a plastic cup. Every time you turn a plastic cup over, there might be a fly there. There might be. But it's mutter. You don't have to worry. I mean, I think that we could all know the fly is going to fly away. But even if a fly was there a second before, you don't have to assume a fly is still there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You could be mekel. But even in a case where you know the fly is there, but it's a big area, like a room, you're about to close the room and you know there's a fly flying around the room. That's okay, that's mutter. You didn't catch it. You just closed the door on the fly and now it's flying around the room. It's still not caught in any shape or manner. So therefore, that is mutter. Basically, it turns out the only issur that we have from today's limud is that you can't put out a mouse trap or a fly trap on Shabbos because these things aren't going to hurt you. But bee traps, to protect yourself from the bees, that's mutter.